roar you heard was that car of Harry Miller's, driven by George Bailey with the engine mounted in the rear. As the cars come down the pit, I'm going to switch down to the pit there to see what Fort Pearson has to describe, because I see the managers holding up the blackboards and so forth, giving the drivers instructions as they go around. So, come in, Fort.
All right, Charlie, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, down at the pit. That car, number 56, a while ago that went in, was David.
There wasn't anything wrong with it. It looked like for the minute that he wasn't coming out of the race, at least coming into the pit. Troy Davis driving a WBW special. But he's back into the race now. The car that just came off the track, number 26... Number 26.
Yeah, I never noticed it.
I see. Well, ladies, gentlemen, I was just talking to a man here in the in Louis Myers.
Here's another car coming in.
How's that, Charlie?
Deacon Lynch is pulling from the pit. Get ready for it. Deacon Lynch is coming in.
Yes, here he comes now. Here is Deacon Litt. Deacon Litt, number 53, is driving in. We're going to try to get down to his pit. Number 53 is way down here to the south of it. We might not get down there in time enough. We'll walk real fast, though, if we can, Charlie. Charlie, suppose you have something to see up there while I'm running down to Deacon Litt's pit.
Okay. Number 37 just went by. It's driven by Ira Hall. He's taking it very, very easy. It's been some years. I believe he was in last year for a part of the race. But prior to that, he hasn't driven for a number of years. So he's taking it very easily. That was Ira Hall. Number 35, that's Little Kelly Patillo. Little Kelly Patillo, who won the race about 3 years ago. I was talking to him just before the race, and he was going over the flags with me. And he wanted to know what all the different flags meant. Mind you, he's driven this race. There's Jimmy Snyder leading. Jimmy Snyder's in second place. He has lapped Goldthorne. There's Louis Meyer coming up, and Louis Meyer is going to lap Goldthorne right down at the turn at the end of the home stretch. Yes, he has. He's passed him now. And so there's the first lap that I have seen gained. However, I presume that more have been gained. At the end of the fourth lap, 10 miles, the speed has increased to 124.031 miles per hour. Last year, 119 was the average speed, so they are 5 miles per hour better this year than they were last year. There's Cliff Regier, Floyd Roberts. Floyd Roberts is passing up George Bailey, who's driving that new car with the engine mounted in the rear. I'm keeping my eye peeled now for Jimmy Snyder.
Hello, Charlie.
Yes?
We're down at pit drive. Deacon Litt's pit right now.
Take it.
Well, driving this car, number 53, this Montalot is trying to get it started again. They've stopped it undoubtedly very hot, and they'll have quite a time starting it. They've had the hood up and the hood back on. And in all probability, the car is ready to go again as soon as it winds it up. Deacon Litt sitting in his car, just as cool as he can be, seemingly, although the sun is pretty hot out here. Fire. The car hasn't started yet. They came in here, and just in seconds seems to be the thing that mounts, and only the thing that mounts. They have the hood off the car, into the engine, and the hood is back on. Now they've taken the hood back off again. The opening up, seeing what's wrong. They tried to start it, and they couldn't do it. I didn't get to put my watch on it when I came down here, Charlie, but, you know, we were talking about that a while ago, about how long and how few seconds they can change tires if necessary, fix the engine, put in gas, and everything else. But I didn't happen to do that. But nevertheless, we're still working on Deacon Litt's car with number 53, the Maserati, that's sitting over here by his pit. So far, he's still out of the race.
Well, to give the radio audience an idea of how long it takes to change tires and so forth, I was down at Wilbur Shaw's pit just about, it was last year. He came in, changed four wheels, put gas in his car, oil in his car, and water in his car, got out of the car and washed his face, and was gone in 42 seconds to do all that. That's the way those pits work. As a matter of fact, it was a very interesting thing to note this morning before the race started. There goes Jimmy Snyder passing up some more cars. 51, Tony Wilman, he just lapped him, and he's about to lap some more. He's had to cut low on that turn down there. He almost went down onto the dirt apron. He was going so fast and about to lap another car. However, he didn't have to go down onto the dirt at all. Here is Bob Swanson really bearing down and passing up Ted Horn. Number 15 is Rex Mays. Boy, the pace is hot and furious right at this point. Billy DeVore, who threw that part of his exhaust pipe a while ago, is sailing around there. Apparently, he's not coming in. The technical committee considers that that is no hazard to himself nor to the other drivers, and so he has not been on. Floyd Roberts! Floyd Roberts, followed by George Bailey in that car I talked so much about a while ago. Here's Ira Hall again, taking it very leisurely, riding very comfortably. He seems to be enjoying his ride thoroughly. That was Bob Hanson driving another one of Jules Thorne's cars. George Connor. Babe Sapp. Babe Sapp is driving now his 11th or 12th race, and he never has won the race. As a matter of fact, he has finished the race very few times, not due to any lack of skill on his part, but always due to tough luck and mechanical failure. Babe maintains that if he goes out this time and takes it easy, he is going to win this race. So we shall see what we shall see. We certainly wish Babe the best of everything. He's a fine, fine boy. Ted Horn, there goes Rex Mays bearing down. Now, I'm going to get Jimmy Snyder now to try to give you the positions again. When they come around, there goes Cliff Regier driving a beautiful, beautiful car. Jeff Miller just riding by. And, oh, here's another car coming in. I'm not sure whether it's Russ Snowbergers or not. It's a little too far away for me to see. Here he comes. It's number 47, Shorty Kaplan, who is in fourth place for a lot of laps, is coming in and pulling into the pit. What the trouble is there, we don't know, but if you can get up near Ford, we'll find out from Ford just what the trouble is.
Charlie?
Yes?
Right down in Deacon List. We're leaving Deacon List pit now and standing right here in front of Shorty Campbell, who has just driven in this car number 47, driving the automotive service special. Shorty comes out of the car. He's reaching out for a bag so he can wipe off his face for the moment. Don't know whether he wants a cold drink or not.
Here's Dave Sapp pulling in for it.
They're throwing a lot. Dave Sapp coming in now.
Dave Sapp is pulling in.
Well, as this car drove in, Charlie, Shorty Campbell picked up a handful of gravel out of the pit and threw it right down into the middle of the car. Some obvious transmission, as a matter of fact. Let's walk over here to Dave's pit and see what's happening here. Here's number 38. Guy in the Quinn has come in now. He jumped out of his car, left the car, and the mechanics and grease muggers are now working on it. Harry is walking up the alleyway here. I wonder where he's going. I don't see Babe. Did you say Babe Sapp to come in?
Yes, Ford. He's down here closer to the finish line than McQuinn's pit. Babe is out of the car now and helping with the mechanics doing something there. They have the hood up there, and they're doing something. It looks, yes, they're grinding out a spark plug out of the top of it, and they're apparently going to put it. Babe's getting back in the car. There's a new plug going in. Wait a minute. There's the hood going down. Here they are about to start it, and Babe is about to go. He was not in the pit. He hasn't started the car yet. They're cranking it now, trying to get it going again. There, the car is going. He was not. The straps are being put over the hood. The hood is being buckled down, and Babe was not in the pit more than 55 seconds, and they changed the spark plug. How they ever knew that that was the one particular plug that needs changing, I don't know. Down go his goggles over his eyes, and Babe is all set to go again. Bill White from California, sportsman from California, owns that car. It's an Italian car, an Alfa Romeo, and there he goes again. Babe Stamp is going out again, and now he is going to have to bear down. Here are the standings at the end of 10 laps, or 25 miles. In first position is car number 10, driven by Jimmy Snyder at an average speed of 124.5 miles per hour, 5 miles per hour faster than the speed of last year. In second place is car number 45, driven by Louis Meyer. In third place is car number 2, driven by Wilbur Shaw. In fourth place is car 47, driven by Shorty Catlin. However, since that time, Shorty has had to pull into the pit, so he has undoubtedly lost out on that position, which would move the car that was in fifth up to fourth, and that is Ted Horn. In sixth position is Jeff Miller of the same team. In seventh position, 15, Rex Mays. Eighth position, number 17, George Bailey. Ninth position, number 16, Maury Rhodes. And in tenth position, car number 54, driven by Cliff Regier. There you have the story at the end of 25 miles of this race. Roscoe Turner, the famous speed flyer, is right down at the finish line talking to some of the officials. And over on the starting stand with Seth Klein is Gene Tunney, who is the honorary referee of this race, and who waved that old blue flag to tell the boys that the race was on and would be on. With good luck and no rain this afternoon, we estimate that the race will be run in 4 hours and 15 minutes for 500 miles. There's Babe going by again, and he's in good shape. He seems to be going very well. So Babe will probably start bearing down very shortly to get on up there into the money again. I know that we have about a minute and a half to go, so So now all the cars are out of the pit. None of the cars are in the pit now. Yes, there is. There's one car still in the pit down there. They're working on it. This is very unusual, and it's very good luck, because ordinarily in the first 25 to 50 miles, some of the cars have some bad luck and have to pull into the pit. Here's a car pulling in right now, just as I mentioned it. Here's a car coming in. He is too far away yet. I can't see his number. It's Louis Meyer. Now let's see who this is. It is number 47, which is driven by Shorty Kaplan. He's had to pull into the pit again. He got it going once, but he had to come back into the pit. There's something radically wrong with his car, apparently, and he doesn't want to take any chances with it in an inferior condition. As a matter of fact, the technical committee will not let him do it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have the story that Jimmy Snyder is still in first place, and Louis Meyer, the only three-time winner of this race, is riding in second place, and Wilbur Shaw is in third place. And now our time is just up. You've been listening to an NBC special events broadcast of the start and the progress of the 27th running of the 500-mile automobile race at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The starting line, and from the pit, you heard Fort Pearson via NBC's shortwave pack transmitter. This is Charlie Lyon speaking. Now keep tuned to your favorite NBC station for further progress of the Indianapolis race. This program from the Memorial Day Race Classic at Indianapolis has come to you through the National Broadcasting Company.